Plans by managers of the Alaska State Fair to sell verdant farm acreage to an industrial skills training school created a fracas in Palmer last month. The offer by Northern Industrial Training to build a $24 million vocational school bordering the fairgrounds is expected to create economic opportunities for the area, but as APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, the deal is encountering substantial obstacles.
News that managers of the Alaska State Fair had planned to sell 40 acres of prime farmland to Northern Industrial Training for a vocational school erupted in mid-March, dousing irate Palmer farmers with an ashfall of indignation intense enough to spur them into action to block the plan. The fair's board of directors listened to the farmers' objections and came up with an alternative, an offer of a substitute parcel of land to NIT for development. Negotiations over that deal are continuing, and concerns over the fair's involvement with NIT have subsided somewhat, but many questions still have to be answered as fair managers, farmland preservation advocates, and NIT wrestle with the compromise. Dean Phipps, marketing director for the fair, says a 30-acre alternative site is now under consideration for purchase by NIT. Phipps says a long-standing partnership with NIT has been beneficial to the fair.
I think that sets up a scenario for us to see the benefits of the expansion of their program. Their plans include developing all sorts of trades training.
At present, NIT uses fair property as a site for truck driver training under an agreement with the fair forged 3 years ago. The new NIT plan expands the company's training programs into the construction trades. According to Phipps, the fair is like a small, growing city and has many of the same infrastructure problems. Phipps says NIT staff and trainees can help the fair meet the challenge of keeping its older buildings in good shape. He says the fair is looking ahead to NIT's expansion as a plus.
Last year on second Saturday, we had as many as probably 45,000 or more people here. And that puts tremendous demands on everything from service roads to our sewage system. The thought of them expanding their program to include electrical, plumbing, other trades, to where we could get additional help on some of the projects, just a good way for us to go.
As part of the land compromise, the 40 acres of prime farmland the fair originally planned to sell to NIT is to be put into a federally funded program that keeps agricultural land in production. The Alaska Farmland Trust pays owners of ag land the development rights to the property and locks the land into future sale to agricultural interests only. And that's something fair board member Bruce Bush applauds.
As a farmer, I don't want to see any farmland disturbed. And as a board member, I think it's a great solution because NIT wins and a fair wins and everybody wins.
Paperwork on the trust agreement has to meet a mid-May deadline. The fair's board of directors is in favor of continuing negotiations with NIT regarding the smaller plot, but the bulk of the redesign of the plan now falls on NIT's plate. NIT's plan includes shops, dormitory facilities for 80 students, classrooms, offices, and a cafeteria, and all of that has to be scaled down to a smaller footprint. Joey Crum is executive vice president of NIT. He took a break from teaching classes to discuss what's next for the training company.
As of right now, I can't tell you exactly what or if any will be cut out, but there was a green belt built into the first facility that would encompass the boundary lines of the property. And the property that we may be looking at now already has a green belt in place. So there is a possibility that nothing could be sacrificed.
Crum says it's NIT's ambition to build a self-sustaining campus at the fairgrounds. He was not specific as to where the money will come from to allow the company to begin construction.
Well, it's coming, from various organizations and grants, and, we're shouldering part of the burden, but it's going to be done in phases. So the phases of the construction will reflect the level of funding and at what point it comes, if it comes this year or next year or 2 years down the road.
The land switch is further complicated because the alternative site lies within City of Palmer boundaries, which could create permitting and zoning hurdles not required by the original parcel. Crum says NIT is talking with the city now and does not expect expect any blocks to the plan. John Harkey, president of the fair's board of directors, is keeping a positive outlook.
Currently, there's no written agreement for the land sale. You know, the contract's currently being prepared for review. The fair has begun negotiations with the Farmland Trust to sell the developmental rights to the 40-acre parcel. Well, we're a nonprofit corporation, but we certainly listen and do our best to find solutions for the public.
But Harkey says the fair's board has been in discussions with NIT for close to 8 months. And if NIT gets discouraged and finds another plot of land to buy, and if the Alaska Farmland Trust is not successful in raising the $1 million to pay the fair for the development rights to the original parcel of land, the fair could lose twice. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.